This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about itty bitty podcasts. Podcasts.
That was maybe the most locked in y'all have been in a long time.
It was amazing. Good. First try. Mini Monday Chunkies. I'm Carter.
Doe Shorten.
Guys.
Carter.
Disney has officially made more money in a single year
than me
from movies than me. It ever has. Wow. In history.
Holy wow. moly.
And we welcome, and it's just now August, which is just over halfway.
And they still got to release Frozen 2 and Star Wars.
And Star Wars.
Holy moly.
They have already made more than $8 billion.
Yeah.
We had talked early in the year that there had been projections that there would be six of their movies that make $1 billion. There's more than that. Because Captain Marvel was predicted to do so. Lion King still is. Spider-Man was. Frozen, Star Wars, Endgame. What was the... There was something else that they had come out recently. That
Dumbo?
Actually, Dumbo Aladdin. Did not make a billion. Something else made $1 billion.
Aladdin
made $1 billion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Aladdin made $1 billion.
That's crazy.
Which is so crazy. I do think Lion King is going to pass Aladdin. I don't know if it necessarily deserves to.
Fair.
But how crazy... How wild would that be?
It would be.
No pun intended.
That'd be wild, like an animal, dude.
Hungry like an animal, wolf. They say. Guys, I have a quote for you.
Okay, give it to me.
It seems to be pretty clear that it's going to happen. And now let me give you this quote in what I think this person might sound like. I can't remember the last time I heard this person. It seems to be pretty clear that it's going to happen. That's just a generic British person.
Yeah.
That is a quote from George Miller. Have you heard about this news?
Yes, no. I have.
He's confirmed to make three more Mad Max movies.
Oh, my goodness.
And if Chunkies, I would never want you to interrupt this podcast if you've already started. But if you have the time.
And you haven't seen Fury Road yet.
Just press pause and go watch Fury Road.
Especially if you're driving. Pull it up on your phone.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal movie because George Miller came back 40 years after the last one he'd made or something.
Yeah.
And made one of the greatest action movies of all time. And that's not just the three of us. Like action boys talking about that.
Is. Yeah.
It just simply is. And he's going to do, and Tom Hardy's on board, he's doing two more Mad Max and then one built around Charlize Theron's character.
One Furiosa.
Yeah. One Furiosa, which I think is fine.
We went to go see that together back
we
in the dark pre-podcast days.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
That Carter, and you ordered Mother's Milk from Alamo Draft House.
It's one of my favorite memories of you is watching you take a sip as the Mother's Milk scene started.
And before I even know, I only see it on the menu.
You're like, this is like a great milkshake.
Wow. And then I see what it is.
It was very funny.
Yeah, that was a good time. Speaking of good time, we're excited to talk tomorrow about...
The other greatest action movie of all time.
The other greatest action movie of all time, Hobbs and Shaw. So yes. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. And then... If we're going to be really frank right now, we did not know what we were going to do past Hobbs and Shaw.
It's true.
Not until last night.
Until last night. And as scary as that sounds, something scarier happened last night.
It's true.
Want us to share a little bit of the planning process of what we decided to do.
It's called Boy Time.
Called Boy Time. It has its own channel on Slack. I'm sorry you're not invited. There's only four.
But we did have Boy Time.
Boy Time is about planning the rest of the year for Two Chunks. And I must tell you, I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty great.
I'm very, very excited. And you'll hear more about that tomorrow. I don't think we'll tell yet what we're going to be doing
yet. Tip the whole hand.
We won't tip the whole
just
hand.
Just the very next thing.
Yep. Just the very next thing.
But we'll talk to you about that tomorrow.
But it's going
to
be really good. And then we played, we didn't play. Jordan played because everyone else is
too
wussies. after we saw Hobbs and Shaw, we went back, did some think tanking, and then Jordan played Alien Isolation.
Finally. It's been months.
It's been like a couple of months since we reviewed Alien, huh?
Whoa. Scary movie. I don't know why I got a little Chris walk in there. Whoa.
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 Scary.
A scary movie.
Yeah, it was pretty frightening. The game freaks me out a lot.
Yeah, and I think we all agreed, not just because we were in the moment. And if our opinion changes right now, let's say it. Let's do it live. But I think scary video games are scarier than scary movies.
Agreed.
I agree 100%.
Because you're in control.
Right. You have to do it.
You are responsible.
It's participatory storytelling.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And so that was fun. We can't wait to tell you more.
Tomorrow.
About Boy Time.
Tomorrow. About about Boy Time. We're never really going to tell you what episode's next. It'll be a surprise every Tuesday morning. What I want to do for the rest of the podcast today... first I want to ask, what's streaming? Just quickly. What's streaming?
This is going to sound sad. Working a lot. Not watching TV, hey, just making...
Dude, I appreciate you being vulnerable like
making that. Work happen.
Because not every listener gets to stream, you know? And sometimes we have the dark days.
If you or a loved one has been unable to stream...
You might be entitled to financial compensation. I've been streaming Gilmore Girls.
I was so close to start doing some Sarah McLachlan stuff, but it just stopped. Gilmore Girls still... There's a lot of it.
Gilmore and 30 Rock.
Last Chance U.
Okay, yeah.
Love it. I'm on season 4. I'm caught up on that stuff. Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something about me. I burned out so hard after season 1 on Handmaid's Tale.
It's exhausting.
I have not watched any more of it because I read the book and loved the book.
Margaret Atwood.
Uh-huh. And season 1 is like the book. And then season 2 and on from that is just new stuff. And I just was not interested in anything past the book.
Yeah. And I can get that because I wasn't a reader of the book, but... I feel like, I don't know if I know for sure, but is Margaret Atwood on the production team?
Yeah, she's one of the writers of the show.
That makes sense because a lot of what's happening now fits really well. It does feel shiny and new as if it's a fresh idea.
Yeah.
But the execution's really good because I've always thought with how deep and dark that show is, it is a beautiful show. It is a frame for frame.
Oh, execution is gorgeous. Yeah.
Gorgeous, gorgeously made show. Something that I know we're all about to stream. Is it streaming if it's live TV?
I stream it.
Yeah.
I use PlayStation View.
Oh, me as well. Me as well too.
That's streaming.
I'm a Hulu boy. So yeah.
I think when we were trying to think tank some stuff last night, we were like, why don't we dip our toes a little bit in the TV game? Let's have a little TV dip.
Yeah.
Okay. And so something that we've shared before on this show and something that we all enjoy and something that I really do feel like close to a majority of our listeners enjoy, and if not, now's the time, is a show called Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
Yep.
So I would like four mini Mondays to be taken over, not completely. We're still going to do a lot of the things that we do with our games and like literal movie updates and stuff, but I would like at least half of those mini Mondays structurally to be Bachelor in Paradise reviews. A little bit of Chunks in Paradise.
So breakdown.
I give that idea one big red rose flower.
Wow.
Big red rose flower.
You are a fan.
My favorite show.
Oh, yes.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah.
Of the Bachelor in Paradise. I love that show.
And so just a quick setup. How would you guys describe Bachelor in Paradise?
It takes all the people that you already know, love, and or hate from Bachelor and Bachelorette, throws them all together on an island, and says, there's no main character anymore. Everybody just see what happens. And it is glorious.
I love that they're like, there is simultaneously no rules and unlimited grown-up drinks. And so you guys be stupid and we're going to film it.
Yeah, you be in charge.
Yeah.
And something else that I like is it's one location the whole time.
Yeah.
So you get to know the setting's a character.
The geography
is
really important. But gorgeous landscape shots.
Oh, right. I love that hammock. I'm glad they chose that.
But I don't know if you know this, Bachelor in Paradise actually has a higher success rate of married and like still going relationships than the regular show.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Because that's because it's because here's a crazy hot take. That's more like real life courting than
one
the
person
show,
dating
the
26
Bachelor
people.
Or Bachelorette. Yes.
Right.
So yeah, we're really excited about that. And a fun thing that we would like to do alongside that, because we're such sports boys. Like they
don't
they're so ready for the NFL season and they watch the Hall of Fame game.
I know when it starts. And that is of course in this weekend, or maybe next.
Yeah, about 5 weeks.
I'm just like, every day I wake up and I stretch and then I'm just like, bam, bam, bam.
Hey, that's good though. Good job, ESPN.
Yeah.
You know what show that is?
SportsCenter.
Very good job.
I have a dad.
He watches sports.
I've been awake on a Saturday morning before.
Yeah.
My dad.
Because that comes on once a week.
I honestly,
it's like the Today Show.
I honestly could not
every
tell
day.
You when it
is
comes
sports
on.
Is SportsCenter really every day?
Yeah.
Guys, take a break.
I mean, is sports every day?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sports is every day, guys.
Dang.
Anyways, we're going to have a draft. And we're going to draft. And here's the way it's going to work. With Bachelor in Paradise, we don't want it to be really complicated here. There are other fantasy leagues that we have been a part of before that it's pretty fun and it gets really creative. But this, we don't need this. We need something that our listeners can follow along and be like, oh, more points here for Doge. So what we're going to do is we're each going to pick two guys and two girls in this draft style. Okay? And then before I explain a little bit more how the points work, let's figure out the draft order. It just came to me.
Okay.
Take your full name.
All right.
First, middle, and last. And how many letters within your full name do you share with the word paradise? I have six.
My answer is every letter.
Five. No.
My middle name is Patrick, so I've got P-A and I taken care of and R taken care of. Jordan has a D. Wonders has an E.
No way. What a fun thing we've stumbled upon.
I have every letter of paradise in my full name.
Six.
So do I.
Uh-oh.
Wait, do you... But my A repeats.
Mine does too.
Oh yeah, literally right next to each other.
Yeah. Middle name is Aaron. Two A's, aardvark style.
I got no D's. I got no P's. So what do we do there? Okay, now how many does it share with N?
That's literally in my name.
Oh, same.
The end of my name.
Well, I have. Okay, so now we have to do Bachelor. Seven. Everything but the B.
Five.
Okay. Man. Hey, if you've never drafted for Bachelor in Paradise before, that's the way to do it.
That was weird. I loved that.
Yeah. Way to go, Jordan, whose full name...
I had no idea.
...is an anagram for paradise. I am Lord Paradise. So the picking will be Jordan, Carter, Doge, but that does mean Doge gets two picks in a row.
Two in a row.
Because we will snake it back.
Style. Okay.
The reason we're doing two guys and two girls is honestly the setting of Bachelor in Paradise, like the way this runs, is pretty bad. Because there's likely going to be, I don't know how it will start. I know there's seven guys in the cast right now, and I don't know how many girls there are.
Yeah, it'll be like
it's all over the place.
Like an uneven number.
It's
of
always
people.
An uneven number. So say there's seven guys and there's six girls.
One
so here's what needs to happen. One guy's about to go home. Everybody gets a rose except for one guy. So that's why you have so much allusions to or attempts of like Wii Sports or just even getting to know each other.
Because they're trying to stay.
Because they're trying to stay in paradise.
True.
Because who wouldn't?
Right.
Right?
It's paradise.
Jordan, why don't you kick us off?
Wouldn't. It's Jordan Patrick Wonders.
Jordan.
Yes. Almost Jordan Patrick Wonders. That theme song is incredible.
I love it. So
I can't believe they wrote it.
Two girls. The way this is going to work is the points will go as follows. I've said the same thing two different ways. the way it works, here's how it goes.
And this is it.
So we know for sure that everyone we're picking right now will be on the first episode because they are our cast that was revealed to be the very opening cast.
True.
That equals 1 point, right? So we get a point for every time that they're on there, except those points begin to build. They begin to snowball a little bit. There are snowballs in paradise. So there's going to be, if I pick someone and then they're in two consecutive, that's actually 3 points.
Yeah.
Because they get 2 points for the next episode they're on, three for the next, and then four for that. If they're gone, what happens is I automatically inherit whoever the next cast member is, whether it is a guy or a girl.
Okay.
I inherit this cast member to be on my team. You will never have less than four. Cool?
All right.
Fair enough.
Let the games begin!
For my first pick, I choose...
Do it.
Katie Morton.
Ooh.
I try to get somebody who's going to go home so you get... You know somebody from a preview?
Watch the previews, baby.
Yeah.
Watch the previews, baby. I do forget that they have a little infant that introduces what's happening next. Their previews, baby.
The previews, baby. It's like, look.
The second pick in the draft, even though it looks like he's going to be pretty controversial this season, Blake Hortzman.
It does look like he's going to be controversial.
Because it looks like he is going to be loving all
a
people.
A Horstman.
Horstman. Blake is on my team. I have Blake.
My first pick has got to be Demi. Obviously.
Yeah, good pull.
Demi brings the drama. Much like TNT knows drama, so does Demi.
And then now you have the next pick.
My next pick is going to be somebody to whom I'm going to have to profusely apologize for not making him my first pick. And this is, of course, the incomparable and inimitable John Paul Jones.
Love it.
Often love it. Imitated, never duplicated. John Paul Jones.
With my second pick, this is going to be fun. I'm going to have Bibiana Julian.
Bibi. Love it. That's
welcome
great.
To the team.
That's a good choice.
Bibi girl.
I love it. Do I get two now?
Yep. Not your last two, but you do have two now.
For my second choice, I will choose Hannah Godwin, also known lovingly as Hannah G.
Oh, yeah.
And for my third pick, I will take my boy, your boy, the world's boy, Wills Reed.
Wills.
Yeah.
I love Wills.
He's such a fun dude. He's like a nerd.
He's the best in the
whole
world.
He's the most fit nerd I've ever seen.
I want to hang out with him so bad.
Yeah.
And here's the thing too. I promise we're not going to go into this with ignorance. Like, this will be something worth listening to of us talk about this. Because
we have watched this.
I don't know if we've talked about that before, but we have watched these. My next pick. I'm between a couple. I'm between a couple of them. I still need a guy and a girl. Oof. I see, because what's fun is I just want to pick someone who's more fun. And I don't think this guy's very fun. But I feel like he'll get me points. It's a business, isn't it? Drafting a team.
It is.
Even though it's Bachelor in Paradise, it's not all about pleasure. All right. Derek Peth.
Oh, yeah.
Derek is on my team. I'm not happy about it.
I like Derek. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't like nice guys.
All right.
I like bad boys.
All right. I've got two. And does that round out my team?
It does.
A team of four, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and then after you have completed your team, please go over your team again for us.
This is a tough one.
There's somebody nobody has picked that I cannot believe nobody has picked.
I think for my third pick, don't like him at all. It's going to be Cam.
Oh, buddy.
Cam's going to have the drama.
He is going to have the drama. That helps nothing in this game, but he is going to have the drama.
Well, they'll keep him on because of the drama.
Maybe.
You got to start thinking like a producer. And then for my final pick, it's going to be Tayshia.
I almost did Tayshia.
Dreams of a Tayshia. With my final pick, it has to be a lady.
A lady.
It must be a lady.
It has to be a lady.
It has to be a lady. I'm not picking that one because she annoys me so much and I'm just not going to have her on my team.
Who?
I don't think I want Annalise.
Oh, no.
Oh, no way.
No. She already tried this one.
By no means. Yeah, because she did not do so well last season. Okay, cool. Well, so that leaves... I'm going to pick Nicole Lopez.
Oh.
Don't think I'm very familiar with her.
She cries a lot.
She's my favorite Spice Girl.
Oh, you didn't watch Colton's season, which is why you passed over the girl that I kept saying I can't believe nobody's picking.
Who?
She would have been my third choice girl, Kaylin. I think she's going to stick around for a while.
Oh, man.
Too late.
No, I'm not saying oh, man, because I wanted her. I'm saying oh, man, because she'll probably stick around for a while.
Ah, she's fine.
I've got to watch her on my TV.
She doesn't bother me. My final choice for my team is going to go to Clay Harbor.
What a good boy.
Hey, what a perfect way to round this out, because did you know he's a sports boy?
Yeah, he's a professional football player.
He played for the Philadelphia Eagles, which are my favorite NFL team.
There you go.
So that's hims. Let's go back over our team. Jordan, would you start us out? Who are your team? Who are your four?
I have Katie Morton, Hannah G, Wills, my boy, and Clay Harbor.
Excellent. I have Bibiana, Blake, Derek. Ooh, I picked such tool names for
you
guys.
You really did.
And Nicole.
My team, I've got Demi. I've got Cam. I've got Tayshia. And of course, you know, the Sultan of Shaka Bra himself, John Paul Jones.
Amazing.
Heath Ledger.
Which I think he's going to be a favorite this season.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I love him so much.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's going to be amazing.
And I think we're going to get to see more of him than just Point Break. Like, I think we're going to get to see a little more depth.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Give
it's
me
there.
More.
With a name like John Paul Jones, there's depth.
It you has can't to be not good.
There was depth before we even knew you. That rounds it out. So that was our Chunks in Paradise draft, very first official. We'll see how well this goes and how good this feedback is. We're just trying to jazz up our Mini Mondays a little bit. And so we're going to give that a shot, dip our toes in the TV water. What do you think TV water tastes like?
Static. It would just be unflavored.
Kind of fuzzy a little bit.
Just carbonated water.
Oh. Static water. That's bubbly water. Tastes like LaCroix. To end this episode, I want you to take a cast member of Hobbs and Shaw and put them on Bachelor in Paradise. Who would you like to see there? I'm Carter. And you know what? He seems like he has this kind of hard exterior, this hard outer shell. I would like to see Jason Statham on Bachelor in Paradise. I want to see if he really can kind of swooze.
I think swooze.
It's not swooze. Can he swooze a lady? Oh, and he would be so fun. I think many of these would be fun to see them get in a fight. Because usually for the commercials, like for the trailer for the new season, it's like, and then there'll be a fight.
And it's like,
but then like for him, it's like, people will die.
Right, yeah.
So.
I'm Doge, and I would like to put all of The Rock's Samoan friends on this island.
That's cheating, but I'll allow it.
They act as a Greek chorus.
They really do, don't they? And those are family, dude.
Yeah.
That's more than friends.
The family.
Family.
I'm Jordan. And I would put Idris Elba. Come on. I'll take him pretty much any way I can get him. So, fine by me.
Love it.
Fine by me.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards. Save big.